It didn't take long after a white police officer shot and killed a black unarmed teen last summer for activists to identify a second culprit.
This is a referendum on District Attorney Stephen Zappone.
90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring reports the Allegheny County DA now faces a primary election challenger in Democrat Teron Jenkins.
Zappala charged East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Rosfeld with homicide 1 week after Rosfeld fatally shot Antoine Rose. By then, activists were already calling for the DA's removal. But Zappala says he had to proceed with caution.
But that family didn't even have the ability to bury their son, and people are calling for criminal charges. I'll take care of this, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to bury your child.
The officer was acquitted in March, and critics fault prosecutors for not calling a use of force expert as a witness. But Zappala says the three experts his office contacted were unwilling to testify. And he says his office takes police shootings seriously. He cites two other times where it prosecuted officers who shot unarmed civilians in the back. In one of those cases, the officer was acquitted. In the other, the officer pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter. But Brandy Fisher of the Alliance for Police Accountability says there have been too many other cases where Zappala has sided with police.
He needs them to win his cases. It makes no sense that we then would ask someone to turn around and forcefully charge their friends.
Fisher trusts that challenger Teron Jenkins would be different. The candidate drew support from activists early on, but he stumbled with some progressives when he said that homosexuality is a sin. Jenkins has ties to a deeply conservative church and apologized for those remarks last month. He emphasizes he would have found an expert to testify at Rosfeld's trial.
I believe that we should all be held to the same standard. It shouldn't matter your occupation. We should all be held to the same standard, equal accountability across the board.
Jenkins previously served as Chief Deputy Director for the Allegheny County Public Defender's Office. Before that, he was an Assistant District Attorney for 2 years. He says if elected, he would push harder than Zappala for treatment programs and community service as alternatives to incarceration.
I've always said that the criminal justice system should be more focused on people who are violent and people who are dangerous, as opposed to the people that make mistakes or suffer from mental health or drug addiction or poverty.
Zappala says he's pursued those very reforms since becoming DA in 1998. For example, he sought to reduce the use of cash bail. He also launched programs like Drug Court and Mental Health Court, which connect eligible defendants with treatment and community support.
And that's one of the reasons I wanted to start all these programs. So people, you know, we can understand this person's condition, this person's family, what their needs are.
Pitt Law professor and WESA legal analyst David Harris says Zappala once was on the cutting edge of reforms. But the national conversation about criminal justice and its racial and class disparities has shifted.
He was always vocal on a number of these issues and made some changes here in his county that were reforms of a very significant type. Now we have many more people proposing those and more.
Antoine Rose's death brought racial tensions to the surface last summer and prompted weeks of protests. Some recall similar turmoil in 1995 when black motorist Johnny Gamage died at the hands of suburban police. Criminal defense attorney Bob Del Greco represented Gamage's family. He says they were disappointed when Zappala decided not to retry one of the officers after a mistrial. But Del Greco says state law makes it hard to win such cases.
And probably with a couple decades of hindsight and reflection, I'd probably be willing to concede that it was the correct decision, although at the time it didn't feel that way.
As for the perspectives of law enforcement, the Pittsburgh Fraternal Order of Police Union is not endorsing either candidate in the May 21st primary. Ann Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.